Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, a mixture of clouds and sun. We will have a high around the mid-70s. Temperature-wise, Kenosha, right now it's 71, 73 in Burlington, Milwaukee 72, it is 70 in Racine. The announcement did come yesterday afternoon at the White House, the long-rumored official announcement of Foxconn committing to building a massive manufacturing complex in southeast Wisconsin, though exactly where was not announced. And Governor Walker, part of the announcement, you heard about that just a moment ago, talking about the average salary for the workers involved, around $53,000.
In addition to the 13,000 jobs directly created by the Foxconn investment, the project is expected to create at least 22,000 indirect and induced jobs throughout the state of Wisconsin.
In a statement, Racine County Executive Jonathan Delagrave said the Racine County would welcome this type of investment, but it's our policy not to comment on speculation about potential development opportunities. State Representative Peter Barker from Kenosha said this has the potential to make an enormous impact economically on the region. And Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said that it's a day to remember in Wisconsin, said it's a huge opportunity for the state. State Senator Van Wongard, whose district includes parts of Racine and Kenosha counties, including that Mount Pleasant area, believed to be under consideration for the Foxconn complex, confident it's going to be built in the area, says negotiators still working out the exact location for the plant.
I think they're tying up some of those loose ends to get offers in place and stuff like that. So that's probably why they don't want to identify a location. It's going to be in the district, I do believe, and I think Racine and Kenosha are the only two spots that really are in a position to offer that type of access to the interstate and acreage that's necessary.
Wongard says a legislative work group is going to be formed to review the incentive package for Foxconn, which he notes would be paid out over 15 years. Even though the exact location of that facility is still unmentioned, all kinds of reaction in other locations. University of Wisconsin System fully prepared to support a global enterprise like Foxconn, that according to System President Ray Cross. Also, Senate Minority Leader Jennifer Schilling wants to ensure that state-subsidized private sector jobs offer a living wage and safe working conditions. She says, quote, "I am cautious of committing taxpayers to decades of economic costs and liabilities," unquote. While the current emphasis is on the Foxconn project, another big company, Amazon, looking to put thousands of new workers into its fulfillment centers around the country, including Kenosha County. Company says it's going to hire for 50,000 new positions next week, including tens of thousands of full-time jobs. They'll be available at job fairs across the country next Wednesday, August the 2nd, in what is being billed as Amazon Jobs Day. Some positions will be filled right there on the spot. The job fair is to be from 8 in the morning until noon at the fulfillment centers. The Lake Park Fire Station in Mount Pleasant has been out of use for about 3.5 years now since the South Shore Fire Department pulled full-time fire and rescue units out of that building. Now an ad hoc committee is going to be formed to determine what happens with it in the future. At the village's Finance Legal License Committee meeting, Trustee Kenneth Waska said that residents of the area want something done with the building.
You've got a couple of pieces of equipment there. The building is, I see Chief Radovan out there knocking spiders off. The doors are terrible. It could be a dump. I'm not disagreeing with you. Let's discuss it at board level and let's find out. Maybe we'll get a couple of contractors look at it, say it's a piece of crap. Let's get in with the bulldozers and dump it. Don't just leave it like this, okay?
South Shore Fire Chief Bob Stedman, noting the poor condition of the building, said it is unfit for any use, including by his department. Problems with the building include possible asbestos in the floors and ceilings, a failing sewer line, restrooms that need major upgrades, and it is also not ADA compliant. Fire caused about $6,000 damage to a home at 3205 Moreland Avenue on Racine's far southwest side. An oven caught fire for unexplained reasons. The owner calling 911 after trying to put out the flames herself, according to a fire department news release. She and her four children escaped without injury. Crews contained the fire to the kitchen with light smoke reaching the second floor. The barricade on Highway 45 near 52nd Road in the town of Yorkville included a sign that says road closed to through traffic and open to local traffic only. The driver of a car ignored them, went into a construction zone, ended up with a broken leg from the car striking the back of a water tanker truck. Car suffered extensive front end damage. A passenger had just minor injuries. Sheriff's Department news release points out open to local traffic only is for people going to their home or a business along an otherwise closed road. The deceased female found on Louis Sorensen Road in Mount Pleasant Monday afternoon, positively identified as 17-year-old Olivia McKay from Kenosha. She was reported missing after failing to show up at her place of employment that day, July the 24th. And the Federal Emergency Management Agency requested by Governor Walker to conduct preliminary damage assessments next week on the flooding to homes and infrastructure in Kenosha, Racine, and in Walworth counties. The disciplinary process for alcohol licenses in the city of Racine may be changing in the near future due to concerns raised by the city attorney's office based on past history and some legal challenges in recent years.
Committee members over time, whether it's months or years, hear about issues with a particular license premise, and you will hear sometimes comments like, we really need to take a license away from that place, or there are such problems there, we have to do something about this. The problem ends up being that it appears, at least, that committee members, alderpersons, have made their mind up about what should happen.
City Attorney Scott Letney's office suggesting the council consider changes, including a special committee, not public safety and licensing, handling due process hearings, and a demerit point system like in Kenosha, with maybe 100 in a year's time, automatically triggering a hearing.
One of the ideas with having a specific demerit point system that anyone could point to and they would know is it's a uniform approach. It takes away some of the potential bias or prejudice. It takes away discretion, but the discretion of the council is in establishing the point system as opposed to deciding at that moment whether to go to due process.
Alderman Ray DeHaan, who is on the licensing panel, now pointed out they can't just cover their ears or ignore claims that are made about certain licensed businesses.
What you're saying is that we're making judgment before it happens, and I can see where that could be a reality. But somehow we're missing the boat, because when we're in the community, people come up and tell us these things. I mean, we can't say, hey, wait a minute, we're on a committee, we're judge and jury here, go away, we don't need your information, you know? And that's a problem for us as elected officials.
If the city does go to change procedure on the due process hearings for licenses, Alderman might use the example of Madison, where the city attorney's office gets the ball rolling.
What we don't know is the details of charges that the city attorney's office has brought up, where they've got the details of this is what MPD saw, this is what we're charging you with for these dates, the giant packet of legal information. We don't see that until the city attorney's office is ready to bring the revocation to us.
Michael Donnelly, vice chair of Madison's License Review Committee, comprised of 6 citizens and 3 alders, also talked about the city eliminating the percentage of food with a restaurant for a liquor license application and the point system, which has been big for them. The Racine Council's Committee of the Whole going to be talking more about potential changes to the city's current revocation due process system in the next 30 to 60 days. And the Racine County Board voting this week to add 4 new employees to the Human Services Department Youth and Family Division, that to deal with a surge in the out-of-home placements of at-risk children. Circuit Court Judge Wynn Laufenberg urging supervisors to approve the resolution, outlining 3 cases that came before her this week, including one that involved the placement of 2 children in Fond du Lac because of the shortage of foster homes in Racine County.
I bring those cases to light because I'm seeing them every week. And as I indicated, it's relentless and it's alarming. So I ask for your anticipated support in resolution number 201734. We need it. Your most vulnerable constituents need it.
The Human Services Department right now over the projection for out-of-home placements by about 100 children. That's a 40% increase and the highest level in more than 20 years. The board did approve the addition of the 2 supervisors and 2 staff members, the funding to come mainly from reserves in the Human Services budget. WRJN.com. That's our webpage, and that's where we keep our newscasts in the local news section. Also, throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.